This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, know yourself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio. It's me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously I'm talking about something that is important to us at all times. One of the things we're meant to be doing as Muslims in during our lives, from when we become aware of it and can educate ourselves through to the end of our life, is to sort of find out who we are. And one of the reasons is that obviously we find out what there is inside us, you know, what flaws we have and so on, so we can actually work on ourselves and actually grow our good nature and sort of improve ourselves. So that's obviously just a little bit of the background, but I wanted to just talk about particular methods, different ways that people use to sort of help this process along. And look, there's a very nice little story about the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense, Hamid Bakari. So he had been in Germany for a few years for studies. And what he'd done before he went to Germany, he'd actually written a list about himself. So, you know, usually when we write lists, maybe we're writing down, you know, what we need to do and whatever it is, things we need to get, meetings we need to get to and so on, deadlines. But no, his list was a list about himself, and he'd written down a list of all his positive and negative attributes. And the reason he had done this, as he explained to people, was that he would remember who he was. And the other reason was obviously so he could also remember why he'd gone to Germany, because he'd gone for a specific purpose. But this idea that, you know, obviously to remember who he was. So because obviously sometimes we hear or we're maybe aware that if we're moving sort of outside of a Muslim environment, maybe the same emphasis on improving ourselves, on introspecting, and introspecting really to sort of find the bad qualities, especially to bring them out and to sort of be aware of them and then to get rid of them. And maybe some of that is then lacking if we leave a sort of Muslim environment, some of this, let's say, this having this as a priority. Welcome back to A to Z to you and I being trade with me, Sister Zainab. So obviously I'm talking about knowing ourselves, and I've mentioned the beautiful example from the life of the famous martyr Hamid Bakari, who literally just wrote down a list of all his attributes. And I don't know if you've ever done that. For example, during the holy month of Ramadan, one thing, for example, we can do, because then we can seek repentance. Like if we know what some of our bad traits are, if we know what are some of the things that we've done, then we can specifically ask for repentance for those things. And that, to some extent, is, you know, this is good because, you know, then we know what is amiss and what we need to sort of compensate for, what we need to improve on. So these things that we can actually find through introspection, they're, in a sense, the things that we're almost blessed with that. The things that we generally need to worry about are the things that we're not so aware of. Maybe we're not thinking deeply enough. And that's where, obviously, introspection is very useful. So, just as an example, I once did that literally in one of the months of Ramadan. I thought, okay, well, write down a list of all the things that I'm aware that maybe I've been doing, some of the bad traits and so on. And, you know, I was writing and I was writing, And, you know, and this is the thing, when we actually think about it, concentrate and focus, then we find a lot. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to find everything, because we also know that only Allah truly knows who we are and knows everything about us, even though we might think, well, that's odd, isn't it? Because we are, you know, living inside ourselves, our souls in our body. But no, it's only Allah who knows exactly what there is hidden. And obviously with that, then if we want to repent, if we want to be forgiven, we should maybe also remember to ask Allah for forgiveness for things that we really can't even access, even through introspection. So inshallah, this is just a reminder as to how we need to just keep progressing and keep sort of thinking about what else we need to sort of polish away from the bad things inside ourselves. So I pray that you've just gained some reminders from this, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on iBeingDish Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.